Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, get involved, get engaged, be, you know, part of. If you head up to the website, either sign up for the email blast or, you know, sign up for the text messaging, whatever it is, you know, text alerts, so you know when the show's coming on, who's going to be on, and that kind of thing. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But, you know, we've had... I was just telling Kimberly during the break that we've had even more conservatives pulled from Facebook. But yet many of you refuse to leave, and I'm not, you know, you do what you got to do. You do what you feel is the right thing to do. But you're feeding the enemy. You think you're going to win, but you can't. You know, I used to have this old joke that I would tell about, you know, you're fighting with the guy who has control of the hold switch. How many times have you guys waited on hold for about an hour? You're trying to get through to tech support or to order something or something along those lines. And finally, one of two things happen. Either they, you know, finally pick up the phone, you start complaining, and then the line goes dead. Smart move. Or comes right up at that 5 o'clock hour or whatever it is, lunchtime, bang, you're done. They let it go. And that's irritating as heck. I get it. But you're arguing with somebody, again, who gets to decide whether you stay on with them, on the air with them, or not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And a lot, I mean, I don't know if you've heard more and more and more. I'm not asking you to do anything, I'm just telling you. But a lot of us, more and more and more, have been squelched to the point... You almost can't get the information out. Really, in all sincerity. Which is why it's great to be on regular radio, terrestrial radio. If you want to know the stations we're on, you just head over to the website, my website, therealside.com. You can watch live there. You can listen live. There's so much you can do there as well. You know, but I got to tell you, you know, seriously, if we don't step up and help each other out, there's going to be less of us. What I believe, putting the truth out there. To be less of us able to fight, if you would. And if social media is the only place that you're getting your information, it's going to be a problem. You look at what Twitter's done to some of the biggies, Facebook, Google, that's always a fun one, too. Because with Google, frankly... they've got so much control of the market and traffic, you don't even know if you get through it. Like I said, some of you have sent me emails and screenshots showing me that Google has called us a spamming site. Now, some have signed up for the email. Well, many have signed up for the emails. We don't buy email lists. But... you sign up for the email, you're expecting an email, then I get these emails from you saying, I'm not getting the emails. Well, of course you're not, because they're stopping it from happening. They don't want you to know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the gaffe that keeps on giving Did Joe? I heard Joe stepped in it again. I don't know how true some of this stuff is. Sometimes I don't have time to go grab it. Right? Biden suggests that people were able to quarantine because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf. He doesn't. He's great. Come on, laugh with me because you can't do anything else. These people are defending this guy. Joe landed in hot water again over a viral clip of him suggesting why people were able to quarantine during coronavirus. And he's saying, geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf. The 10-second clip, which was originally shared on September 29th, is just a snippet of comments that he made during a September 15th roundtable discussion in Tampa. See, if it was Trump, that whole thing would be out and it would be in pieces everywhere. They would have it on every news source in town. We can't do Joe. In the expanded remarks, Biden has had expressed a positive tone in dealing with problems the country faces, particularly ones that stem from the coronavirus outbreak. He said he's more optimistic than ever before. Wow. But was that only if he gets in? I mean, it never stops. You know, you can't go through. I mean, think about how confused the man is. He starts going through and talking about how bad it is. People aren't working. People are dying in the streets. Remember, at one point, 150 million people were killed by the virus. And then before he finished his speech, he said it'd be well over 200 million gone. Two different speeches. I don't know if one was an aggregate of the other, or there would actually be 350 million people gone. So how can you talk about how bad it is and then spin it around and talk about how optimistic you are about the way things are going and they're getting much better? Really? And then make a racist comment that nobody's willing to call you out on. That's even better. Just amazing. It just never stops. And you guys, I know some of you trollers listen, you guys let him get away with this on a regular basis. Right? And I believe he went on to say somebody tried to send me some more information, but I don't know if this is true. But he talked about black women stocking the shelves, Hispanics out there stocking the shelves. It's just amazing. Thomas Senior host, Dr. B, joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. I'm the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I want you to spend more time with us. I want you to make sure, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Let's aggravate as many people as we can. Make sure that they have a clue. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem. We don't tell enough people what we feel and how we feel because we're worried about hurting their feelings. You know? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love it when Dr. B joins me. She does every Monday, kind of kick off the week, clean up the mess from the weekend. Dr. B, how are we doing? Are you there?
Hey, good. Am I here?
Yeah. Well, I can hear you. I don't care if they can. You and I can talk. Anyway.
It's going to be a little fuzzy tonight because I'm all the way in Bethesda, Maryland.
Ooh. Ooh.
So I'm just going to...
What's that all about? Gee, I wonder what you're doing in that neck of the woods.
Yo, my goodness, let me tell you, talk about liberals, though. Holy cow. Beautiful area. But, man, do I get, I'm here with two of my kids. And the middle fingers run rapid with our Trump masks is pretty impressive.
Wow.
Everywhere you go, they can't stand the guy. And I'm like, okay, they're just unhappy people. The whole town. It's really weird. But we just got down to the Walter Reed Hospital, and it was Trump heaven. Awesome. It was awesome.
Well, were there. You were there when he went for the ride, right?
Yes. Oh. I was actually listening to this gentleman, Metzger. He is the one of the state delegates for the Republican Party. He was preaching Psalm 23. It was awesome. And we were all watching him, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, my gosh, there he is. And I should have known, because we were all in the street, like, rallying. It was beautiful, and praying and preaching. And then all of a sudden, like, the whole intersection just clears up. And I'm like, wait a minute. And then about 120 law enforcement officers just started lining the streets. And I'm like, okay.
Wow.
And then the kicker is the men with the shiny pins and the suits, a.k.a. Secret Service, popped out. And so I'm like, guys, I think you should turn around. I think something's about to happen. And then it happens, and there he was, and 4 feet away from us in his SUV in a beautiful suit and a nice black mask was the President of the United States. So,
wasn't that really selfish of him to put all those Secret Service guys in harm's way of coronavirus and, you know, people that he may have got too close to as he was walking out of the hospital into the limousine, I mean, into his ride? I mean, wasn't that just terrible?
Here's the thing. Coronavirus is real, absolutely. I was just told that we're having our house remodeled, and this will tie back into it. Our house is being remodeled, and one of the workers just called and said, I'm positive. And he looks like crap. I'm like, you have to have COVID. You've got to go home and get tested. And he did, and he had a fever, and this was about a week ago. And his fever's gone, he's getting treated, and he said it's really like having the flu. It wasn't even as bad as the bad flu. You just are exhausted. My breathing was fine. I had a fever. Tasting was weird. And he's on the mend, and he's not going to come back for another week out of respect and blah, blah, blah. But
right.
So the president said a similar thing, and he got so much support and tweets, and he has been watching us on TV, you know, and waving from his room and everything. And he bought the people 100 pizzas throughout the day, just standing out there. Did you know that?
Really? So they're showing up with pizza, and you find out it's from the president.
It was just awesome. So he just had Domino's deliver like 100 pizzas. And I'm like, he is a man of the people. And he's always like this. And Secret Service had their masks, and they took precautions. And they're just a few of his handlers, you know, their Secret Service that were around him. And he had a full-on face mask, literally, from his under his eyes down to his chin. He's fine. I think it was beautiful. People were crying around me. You know, and I've met with the president before. I've seen him, so it was awesome. But literally, this lovely black lady behind me was like grabbing onto my arm, and I'm like, "You're gonna rip my arm off!" And I'm like, "That's okay." And she's like, "That's the president," and she was so sweet. It just meant so much. There were probably 50 people that had literally camped for 48 hours just to pray for him and see him.
Was this an organized kind of event, or
no?
Just spontaneous.
The president went to the hospital, and a few people just showed up to pray, and then a few more, and then a few more, and then me. I'm like, I told my husband, you know, I'm in Texas. I'm like, I've got to be there. I just have to be there. And then two of my kids wanted to go. I'm like, let's go. So we showed up early Saturday morning, and there were probably, I would say, 800 at that point, people. And literally, we just prayed together. We read scripture together. We sang hymns together. And
did
then
you, wait a minute, you did all that in a public place? How dare you do that kind of
thing? In Bethesda, Maryland, like Liberal Central, and we had people honking, and I would say 75% of them were amazing. And we had Trump signs, but a lot of us just had American flags. And the American flags are what triggered the liberals more than anything. So the people with the American flags, people drove by and stuck their middle finger up. And there are kids. I have my little girl here, and they didn't care. They stuck their naked butts out the window. They yelled, F Trump. I mean, and all, we would just say God bless back, and our groups yeah. would just immediately start praying for them. It was awesome.
Yep. Oh, no, it's so let me ask you, doctor. So
yes.
Trump, I don't know if you caught the when Trump came back home and he talked about, you know, yeah. Americans not to fear. Okay. And it really yeah. hit me a little bit when he was talking about that, because I'm listening to MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, and they're talking about not fearing, and they're not fearing, but the fear that people have. And I was thinking, what's the Bible say about fear? Fear waxes people feeble. It makes them make stupid mistakes. They do dumb things. Right? So he,
absolutely.
The what he's giving us is good advice. We can beat this thing. Don't be fearful. Right?
It is, and I will tell you psychologically where this fear comes from after the break.
I was just going there. I'm just going to go for a break myself. You can take up the show from here. Joe Messina, your host, will be back. We're going to learn where fear comes from right after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
According to White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly, President Trump may not be out of the woods yet, but he's headed home to sleep in his own bed. The president discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center and has returned to the White House to continue his fight against COVID. He'll be monitored by a medical team 24/7 until he's deemed in the clear. Meanwhile, First Lady Melania Trump tweeting earlier that she's feeling good and resting at home as well. Earlier Monday, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany revealed she's tested positive for the coronavirus and will start the quarantine process immediately. Legendary Florida Florida State coach Bobby Bowden tested positive for COVID-19. A 90-year-old confirming the diagnosis on Monday. Two police officers in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, were shot earlier Monday. According to a tweet from the ATF, we do know a 5-year veteran officer, Kevin Collins, did not survive, and a 20-year veteran officer, Rafe Isaac, being treated at a hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. As I say, part of the solution, you have to be informed. You have to have the right people helping you through these things so you understand, truly understand what's going on. Anyway, always a pleasure. What the heck? Oh, that's what happened. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And again, one of the lights I must have hit with my hand, and I'm going, why is it so dark over there in that corner? Oh, there you go. It's out. Hey, whatever.
Anyhow, I worry about you.
Listen, I worry about me, and I'm me. That's pretty bad. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Okay, you heard that voice. It was Dr. B. She joins me every week, Dr. Bridget Melson, and she's got her own show that you need to listen to also. Now, Dr. B., where can they hear you?
DrBRadio.com. So I'm going to be hopping on there within a week, and it'll be good. Cool. And then you can also find me on Facebook all over the place. I did all kinds of lives with the president, all that good stuff.
Yeah. You're the one. I was just screaming about you, saying we need to get off of Facebook. The heck with them. I'm tired of fighting with them.
Seriously.
I've got more of my friends now. I've lost more of their pages on Facebook. They were cranking. They had things going on. I have other friends that have been warned. But, you know, when you get the warning, you know it's coming right after that. And it's just getting it's getting to be a tired fight. And, again, unless it's an executive order, nothing's going to change. These guys are going to keep doing what they do, you know?
They are. I'm on my third page, and now they've forbidden me from doing lives except for on one of my pages, and I'm getting thousands upon thousands of views on my videos.
Wow.
So now they're just like 30 days, no Facebook Live.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well,
come on. So.
Call me. We'll work it out. Forget Facebook Live. You know, if you people really like her, here's the deal. I keep telling you this, but nobody listens to me anyway. But you go to another service, you go live on that service and just put a link on Facebook. Why give Facebook the traffic? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I know other services that won't take you down. So, anyhow, but never. I want to get back to the craziness here. So, we were talking about the fear, right? So, the president's talking about, you know, don't be fearful, right? You got this thing. We'll beat this thing. And yet, you got mainstream media telling everybody they should be petrified, you know, curled up into a ball in the corner of their living room and don't come out because this thing's going to kill you. I mean, fear really just makes people make stupid, very stupid mistakes, doesn't it?
It does indeed. And, you know, I knew the president was going to be all right because he's a tough guy. He takes natural supplements. He doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do drugs. He's a pretty darn good life, and takes care of himself. And, you know, I knew he was going to be all right. And him speaking about, I just see a little bit of a humility, you know, that's taken place with him, especially watching his three videos that he sent when he was at Walter Reed. And the don't fear part is so apropos. It's so perfect because he can speak to it now. He's been through it. He's finishing it up and he's at the tail end of it and it moves through his body as God intended it to move. You know, we had viruses, bacteria. We have great bodies. It's normal to get them. I fear now all this hand washing. We're going to wipe away all the good stuff. but I do, it's interesting in Texas that we're just getting on with life. We're getting on. The herd immunity is kicking in. But I've been to California in the last 6 weeks, and now I'm on the East Coast, and I see the fear. Literally, people are driven by it. Like, if your mask slips off your nose around here, people are, like, telling you, put your mask on. Oh, my gosh, we went into the mall today just to run up to get some pretzels, and the guy is flipping out because my daughter, who's young, doesn't have a mask. She doesn't usually wear one. It's, you know, she's a kid. In Texas, you don't have to wear it if you're under 11. So, but he's freaking out, and so I'm like, okay. So I put it on. He thought it was Trump 2020, and then he just shakes his head. Probably wished he never told me to do that. But then I took it down just to take a sip and take a bite of my pretzel, and literally the whole mall is like partying like the Red Sea. Like I've got the plague. I'm like, I'm drinking a Coke. I don't have a straw hole in my mouth.
Wow.
So it was palpable, and I mean, you can joke about it and talk about it, but it was frightening. It was really frightening. People were literally shaking, walking, and there were a lot of people in the mall because it's a mall. No one goes to the mall anymore, but there were some people there. But people everywhere around here are driving with masks on, even alone in the car. Everybody.
Come on, people. Yeah, how really dull can you be? Let's be honest about it. You're going to give yourself the virus?
Right, and they're jogging and riding bikes. Everyone has a mask on outside, jogging by themselves.
The jogging thing is just totally, I don't even get that. I have no idea how that helps. You know?
Do it. So yeah. It's very, I'm glad I'm here because I really study people, right? As a psychologist, I just study people. And just seeing how light all of the Trump, the conservatives, there were Hindus for Trump, there were Latinas for Trump, there were women for Trump, there were gays for Trump. There were blacks for Trump, everybody, all these signs, and it was beautiful. The media, every single media outlet in the world was there, and you're right. All I heard was fear. They were pushing fear every interview, and it got so old for us. You know, talking about the president and why he's come, oh my gosh, he's in a car in the street with a mask. He's going to infect us all. I'm like, he's in a car with like, a driver and a Secret Service person with a mask, fully dressed. Come on. How is that going to... And it's just ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here laughing because they bring it on themselves. All this fear. Oh, my God. Look, Sweden today, or not today, over the last few days, we've been looking at some numbers there. Remember, they were vilified over there, the lax virus strategy that they had, you know, and all this. Now, today, they have the lowest rate in Europe, and they're wide open. People are eating at their malls. They're having lunch outside. The kids are going back to school. Hello?
Absolutely. There is a herd immunity. There's a natural immunity that will take place. Sweden had, you know, 5,800 deaths. They had 95,000 cases, and they keep dropping and dropping and dropping, and they did nothing, you know, so... This is Texas too. We're not going up. We're reopening.
Right.
We're good. It's fine. People are getting it, but it's less. You know, every time, you know, it mutates, and we're finding that the mutations, it seems, are weaker because the people I know that are having it, getting it, are getting well within 4 or 5 days, and you know they're staying away from people. But it's fear. It is fear, and that's all the media was selling. One awesome black gentleman got up. He was so sick of it that he walked across the street, and he had his microphone, and he had his own little speaker, well, big speaker, like a boombox speaker, And he set it down facing the media and just started preaching about why he votes for Trump and all the fear that they're perpetuating. It was awesome. So they couldn't do any interviews because the speaker was just blasting.
Oh, good.
And they
good.
Started praying for the media. It was so
good
awesome.
For him. Good for him.
Well, it was wonderful.
We've talked about the hate thing before, but I want to talk about it again because this weekend was a, unless you were in a coma, it was a telltale sign of what these people, how much they hate this guy. And, you know, love Trump's hate is a sign that should be burned right in front of their faces because they don't believe it, they don't live it, and they're first to call us out on it. But when you talk about these news people out there, I don't want to call them news people, these moving mouths, and they're out there talking, you know, he's going to die, he's in bad shape, and look, it got him back. Some people called it karma. They hate this man with a passion. And again,
absolutely.
What drives a person to hate so much to a man that really, I mean, really, when you look at his accomplishments, he's done nothing to hurt you.
He hasn't. He really hasn't. And again, you know, there were a few Biden people that tried to infiltrate us and, you know, with their signs and just they looked very confused because everybody was like, oh, come in, stand with us, you know, pray with us. And they're just looking at us like, no, you know, we don't like you. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, we like you. You want some, here's some pizza. It's from President Trump. Here's some water, you know, and they just look stunned because I think they were expecting, you know, us to be hateful back and not one person was. And what, you know, I've been thinking about it and I've always known kind of what's at the bottom of it. But now we have to go to another break. So you have to wait again.
You used it. I think you used that. I think you do. I think you would be a professional filibusterer. Anyway, Joe was in your house. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Dr. B has a lot to say after the break. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product fact, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROJO. 855-732-5562. Really get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. You need to be part of the solution. Anyway, someone who's always part of the solution, I love getting the reports from her, because she's out there. A lot of times right out there with all the garbage going down. Dr. B joins me, as she does every week. I always appreciate her time with us. And let me see if I get this right. She has an MS in counseling psychology. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist in two states. Although one of them you should drop, because they're just going to float off in the ocean anyhow. And she recently completed a postdoctorate certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University. Did I get it all?
That's good.
Yeah, you like that, huh? And I didn't even chew on my tongue. That. No blood coming out of my mouth. I'm good. All right. Anyhow.
And what am I doing with it? I'm hanging out at Trump rallies.
You beat me to that one, too. I said, what is she doing? She's hanging out waving American flags. There you go. Well, anyhow.
It's
so I want to get back to you, though. It is always, and you and I seem to have this conversation all the time, but you know what I mean by it. I really don't understand how people who claim to be loving people, but even get past that for a minute, how do you get so hateful? I mean, they want this man dead. They just... And for anybody who says anything nice about them, they just want them dead. They hate them. I don't understand that kind of hate.
It is true.
true hate. And one good thing out of all of this, and this is why we had not only, you know, did we have every ethnic group representing, you know, for Trump, but we also had Democrats for Trump. You know, we had the walkaway movement people. And, you know, they're the ones that were interesting to talk to. You know, even the gays for Trump, it was awesome. I'm like, why? Why do you support him? I thought that Trump hated gays, you know, and he's like, no, are you kidding me? You know, he was really, he said he used to be a hater, just like, and he just did, that it was just this kind of a herd thing mentality, and he just got on the bandwagon, and somebody just called him out and said, have you ever, you know, friends, have you ever really read what this man has done? What did they stand for? What the Republican platform is? And interesting enough, he said, I became a Christian and I'm gay, but I'm like celibate. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, but he said, I now understand that he fights for freedom. He loves everybody, that he wants equality. The Democrats, the progressives, they don't want equality. They want to shut down Christians. They want to shut down this person and this person. And it was just so nice to hear. So I asked him what the difference was, you know, with the hate. Where did that come from? And he said that he just lived in it. And he said it was because he didn't really live with a moral compass. He didn't have one. And it was a neat conversation. And so, you know, then we asked, well, why be moral? You know, we got into these conversations. And I really, you know, the question is, consider what the world would look like if there were no, say, traffic rules, right? We'd all just crash into each other. We'd go everywhere. We'd run lights. You know, it's just, we'd hit people. And even more so, we need societal rules, right? We need rules in society. We need to know the rights and the wrongs. And we're just seeing that people are just throwing that out. And if you don't have a moral foundation in God, and we've talked about this before, then where does your moral foundation come from? And that's what we're seeing, really, the split in America, if not the world, that we've got the ones that, whether they're not solid, sold-out Christians, they at least believe in a God. They at least believe in morality. And then you've got the other side, which is just has so much contempt for that, contempt and hate for that. And people like you and I, we represent that. We represent the actual goodness. And what we're seeing is, I think that the cat's out of the bag. We're clearly seeing that the left is not the party of love at all. Quite
the opposite. I've always said they're like the rash that's just right underneath the skin. Right? And you do something that really rubs it the wrong way and it'll come to the surface and make your life miserable. This is exactly what they're doing. And
they are, they seek you out now. Like, it's not, you don't even have to do anything. Like, the American flag, like, that just triggers hate and the F word in front of children. Like, that is,
I'm with you. It's what they've been fed. It is exactly what they have been fed growing up in the public school system and other systems. All right. Now, again, I'm not going to paint with a broad brush and say all public schools and all teachers like that, but it seems to be more of a majority. And frankly, the same people that are calling out, you know, police officers for not telling other police officers, I wish they would get on the case of teachers for not calling out other bad teachers. That would be really cool, too. But I don't think you're going to see that anytime soon, right? I mean, look at the teacher that went off. I was just talking about this earlier with another guest. You had a teacher that went off on a young man for actually defending Trump when he asked, you know, who do you think is a good person or whatever. They said Trump and didn't give him a chance to talk, just went off on the kid. Well, the beauty behind it is that somebody was recording the teacher. So when the mother confronted the teacher was like, well, I never said that. She says, I have it recorded. So he lied about it, went off on the kid on it, and I'm saying, I don't want that person teaching my son or daughter ever.
No way. No, right? Absolutely not. On that line, we, at this, you know, Trump support in front of Walter Reed, we ran into a sweet little Hispanic kid. He's an adorable kid. He was 11 years old. And he's like, hi, you know, do you support Trump? Like, oh, you're just, bless your heart, you're adorable. I said, yeah, what about you? And he said, yeah, to the point of, basically getting kicked out of school. And I said, what? And he said, yeah, his teacher had had them write a paper on why people shouldn't vote for Trump. That's what you had to write it on. Yeah, that was it. Just why we have to think outside the box is what she said. So he refused, and he said, I'm going to go ahead and write why I support, you know, the Conservative Party and God and the Republicans. And she gave him an F, and the mom, you know, went to talk to the teacher. The principal supported the teacher because he did not do the assignment. He failed the class, and the mom decided to take him out and homeschool him. But I'm like, wow. Wow.
Well, people, if people really want a fair shake, it's exactly what they're going to have to do, don't you think?
Hands down, without rules, society will not work. It just won't. And so we've got to have moral rules. And without God, you don't have morality. Without morality, you can't have success in society. And this is what we're seeing. We're just seeing chaos. I'm just thankful that we had over 100 law enforcement officers there to really protect us. They were the kindest people. We were asking them, is this difficult for you? And they said, any Trump rally or Trump gathering is the easiest job ever because you all clean up after yourself. You're kind. You thank us. You buy us water. And I'm like, oh, good. Well, thanks.
Oh,
so
come
sweet.
On.
Like, why would you want to do it? They were really nice. They were really nice. I think we gained some votes for Trump.
Well, here's all right. So I don't tell this story to too many people. I always get a kick out of it. Every year, I go back to CPAC. And this year, I'm sure there won't be one or whatever. But I go back every year. And I had to ask the doorman one year. I said, all right, so tell me, who's harder to deal with, the Democrats or Republicans when it comes to, you know, tipping and all this other stuff? And he said...
Yeah.
He said, they don't tip. They're terrible. And they demand service now, and they don't tip. He said, but I will tell you one thing, and you take this for what it's worth. The influx of hookers when they're around is just horrendous. I was like, okay,
gosh.
I don't need to know anything else. I don't want to know anything else. Although the next time they have a convention there, I may go with some photographers and, you know, just say, yeah, here's the people teaching us moral values. And not that Republicans don't do it, but these are, I mean, when you have a doorman that says that's one of the two biggest things that he notices at the Democrat convention, that's a big deal. I think
it
is, anyway.
That's pretty big. That's pretty telling.
So
thank you for sharing that, Joe.
Well, I think it's hilarious. I'm sorry, when I go back there, I just enjoy that so much. You know, I like to say to the waitress, you know, the servers, I go, look, I'm a Republican. Go ahead and, you know, pick up the service because you'll get paid well.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my goodness.
God.
It's true.
Hey. I am getting more and more, and we don't have a whole bunch of time, but I'm getting more and more emails from moms in my school district that are just at their wit's end. And you could tell in the emails that not that they're getting more hostile, they're hitting frustration levels. And those frustration levels have got to be, you know, being played out in the home with the kids in the whole nine yards. Just give them one or two things to do for them to get quiet and try to get a hold of themselves again.
Moms? Did you give these moms drink?
Drink a lot.
I'm kidding. Don't drink in front of your kids.
Just in the closet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the main thing for all parents to know, specifically moms, because I've had a lot of messages from moms as well, is just to know you're not alone. I really think that y'all need to just have a Zoom call with one another, you know, or get on GroupMe and get some chats going, because that is how I handle the stress.
That's cool.
We, you know, a lot of us have kids at home, and we just form a GroupMe, and then they'll pop on, I need prayer, or this person, you know, this happened, or my kid broke his arm, or anybody want virtual margaritas? You know, we just have a good time.
Yeah, it's
a bunch of Christian moms.
All right.
Yes.
All right, look, we got to go. We're up against the clock. You enjoy. Stay safe. Can't wait to talk to you when you get back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You got me for one full hour, and I got a lot to talk about. We'll be back in a minute.